This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Coming to you live from our apartment. Hey, it's Rob. That's a podcast. And now, here's the crew that's ready to draft. It's Rob, Taryn, Amon, Melissa, Puya. Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our very exciting draft coverage. And so this is going to be an interesting night. A lot of intrigue all around because we are going to have a draft after 24 hours has gone by of the Big Brother season. So interesting stuff all the way around. And so here we are, ready to go. Let's welcome in our draft squad, of course, with 1 day of live feeds under his belt so far. It's Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. It's a very confusing start to this podcast. I just muted the feeds, and I was like, I must have muted the Rob feeds. But we're all good. Excited for this draft. Very, very interesting way of doing the draft. We've never done it this way before, but we have, yes, 1 day of live feeds to examine as we pick some players.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if that gives anybody an edge here tonight as we are going to draft 15 of the 16 house guests here live on Thursday night. Joining us once again to draft away, of course, is the great Amon Adwin. Amon, how are you?
Hi. Yay, we're back in this again. Another draft for me to go crazy over and potentially make the wrong pick, let Taryn steal one of my crushes from me. You know, I'm just, you know.
Oh, I forgot about that saga last year.
Luckily, I don't think I'm really feeling anybody like that this year, so I'm laser focused. I'm not letting the thirst trap me again, so I'm good. I'm actually
I know how you feel about Joseph. You can't trick me, Amon.
You know, he doesn't really do it for me.
Damn
he
it.
Doesn't.
Joe's wrong.
Okay. All right, back with us again tonight. It's the voice of the people, Melissa Denny. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing well. This draft is very confusing to me. I feel like I normally kind of at least like feel like I have a good sense of the people because I've seen their preseason interviews and, you know, things like that. You'd think that now I would have a better idea because we've actually seen them in the house, but I feel totally all over the place. I have no idea who to draft at this point. My list is the normal list where I have everyone listed out in the order I want to draft, but then it's got a bunch of arrows pointing up or down, depending on if I like liked things they were doing or not. So I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know. This is much harder.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck tonight, Melissa. And let's bring in the man who 1 year ago had the winning pick of Xavier in the Big Brother 23 U.S. draft. Here he is. It's Puya Zambakili.
Hey, happy to be back, Rob. It was exactly 1 year ago when I prevailed. And then I had a bit of a dip. And then we rise back up. Last year had the runner-up for BB Can. So who knows where we go this day. But I am very excited to be back. And, you know, the draft is always a good time. This is going to be a very fun exercise for all of us, I think. Because we've had feeds for less than 24 hours, but I know we've been watching.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see comparing the preseason, the post feeds. We'll see.
A good chance to catch up on where we are after 24 hours of the game being on. We can check in on everybody as they come up. Now, of course, we kicked off our coverage last night with our first recap of the season. We'll be live again after the Sunday night episode. Of course, Taryn has a live feed update under his belt already this morning. You want to make sure that you're subscribed to Rob as a podcast. Rob is a website.com/BB24 for the podcast feeds. For the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast, we will also be live tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern for the Big Brother Q&A. Taryn and I will take questions live from the patrons about everything that is going on. Just one of the benefits you get when you become a patron of Rob Has a Podcast. We also have the slop kicking off on Mondays. I'll talk about all of the nonsense. Jenny Autumn is scheduled to join me for the first episode of the slop coming up on Monday and much more. You can get all that at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Plus, we are having a premiere week special where you can get 2 months off an annual membership at robhasawebsite.com/patron. All right. If you are just a Big Brother US viewer, and I don't mean to say just a Big Brother US viewer, but if you did not check out Big Brother Canada, you may have missed where we drafted for Big Brother Canada. And actually, the reigning Big Brother draft champion is none other than myself.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin, who I let fall
whatever.
To me in the third round and got the value pick of the draft and won the Big Brother Canada draft with our friend Kevin. Okay. Yeah, so
Rob has become the bad boy of the draft.
The bad boy of the draft. Sure. And so with that, in addition to the honor and the prestige, I also will get to select the order for tonight's festivities. And so this will be a snake draft. We talked it through ahead of time. So the person with the first pick will also have the 10th pick all the way back after it snakes around and then have 11 as well. So I've really been racking my brain all day today on what we're going to do and where I want to be in the draft order. And so, I don't know, that and Puya and Taryn have let people like give some input on where they want to be. Does anybody have any things that they're asking for? Any requests from the panel?
I mean, go ahead, Puya.
Oh, was it me?
Yeah.
Oh, Aman.
It was me. Aman? I don't really have any requests. No.
Okay.
I think that this draft. I don't think that. Let me not say too much. Never mind.
Okay,
it's so dangerous.
Dangerous.
Yeah, you can't risk away a lot.
It's dangerous.
Anything.
Okay,
don't trust anyone.
All right, Melissa. Anything that you want to add?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. All right. Rob.
So, I don't know. People might say this is a bold way to go, but I'm actually going to say that Taryn should have the number one pick.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
That's my decision. I thought let's, you know, basically give Taryn the first crack at this. Give him a 1 in 9 shot really of picking the winner. How good does Taryn feel about it? Put all his eggs in one basket.
Yeah, I think what the audience is missing is that right before the podcast, Melissa said, 1, 10, and 11. I would hate that. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they were like, "What was
worst
that?
Spot?
Nothing."
Okay. Then I'll say in the number two spot, I'm going to put Puya number two. Okay.
Okay. I like it.
Puya has made some bold claims. I want to see if he's a man of his word.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. All right, and then I will put myself into the third spot. And Amon or Melissa, any feelings about four versus five?
Ladies first.
Okay. So Melissa will be four, and Amon will be five. That's the draft order here for tonight.
Oh, boy.
Okay? So, Taryn, it's up to you to get these festivities started with
it's
draft pick number one.
Yes, I feel like you've done me a little bit of a service in that with the first pick post premiere, this is a gimme for me.
Mm-hmm.
As Michael himself pointed out in his intro on the premiere, the first HOH. Is considerably more likely to win the game over anybody else. And so based on that alone, I mean, I'm going to go with Daniel, our first HOH.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Easy pick.
Here's Daniel. Okay. The king. Here he is.
Darn it, Taryn. Darn
wow.
It. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Darn it.
Taryn, if Daniel was not the HOH, where would he be on your board?
He probably wouldn't be my first pick, but as a big fan of the game and of the show, he would definitely be in there somewhere. I think that he seems perfectly fine socially so far. I haven't seen him like screw up in any major way. He has a couple of people that are a little bit wary of him, but that's pretty normal for this, you know, this period of the game. I mean, it's, again, he's not like screaming amazing to me yet, but,
amazing! But
he, yeah, like he's first HOH, there's no major negatives. So yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Okay. I really like him. He's my second pick, but it was like vacillating, like one and two. I was like, we'll see how this goes. But yeah, I really like him. He picked Tame Impala as his musical choice, so I have to give him points for that. And just generally, like, I don't know. I feel fairly good about him. I feel like there's a lot of the one thing I will say is that, like, some people have been saying they don't trust him. I don't really know why yet. I don't know really like what he's done to make people not trust him. That seems to be maybe turning around today because it seems like more people are talking to him. Also yesterday he did like to talk a lot, I would say, would be the one thing is like he would tell like his, talk about himself like a lot for like long periods of time, which like not necessarily a problem. But could be a problem if that continues as his like main topic of conversation for the rest of the game is just him, which like, I don't think that's the way this is going to go. I think everyone was just kind of like introducing themselves and obviously talking about themselves because it was the first night, but like just in case, like, I don't know. That would be my like few negative things about him. Otherwise I really like him. I would have picked him as my one or two. So good pick.
I feel like when we saw his preseason stuff, and this has been referenced already, but the fact that he knows so much about the game and the fact that what May 5th is when the Big Brother Canada season ended and Taryn and Kevin did a deep dive, what, maybe 3 weeks, 2 weeks in or something. The fact that he's listened to that and made a reference to that tells me that he's been studying. He's been up to date on stuff. I like that. He's been actively fumbling information and pretending he doesn't know about the show, which I do like. Now, he said some stuff that a regular non-superfan wouldn't necessarily know. He slipped some stuff up, but for the most part, 90% of it he's kept under wraps, which I do like. Today, we did see him form a final two called the Rogue Rats, which is very exciting. I feel like he's making some movements in the game. And then right before we went live, he's working on some other stuff. So I think his game initially this morning, I felt like you're not doing a lot. He is finally moving. I don't hate the pick. It wouldn't have been my first pick, but I don't hate the pick. It's a very decent pick.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Daniel quite yet. I feel like this house, a lot of the male energy right now is very, and I feel like Daniel already cited that he's not really trying to be about that this season, but no one really has been coming to speak with him. And he's been a little annoyed by that because I think, you know, as the first HOH, as he knows, it's great that people want to come up to you and start talking and you start getting your pick of the litter of the alliances. But that really hasn't happened yet. And now that it is beginning to happen, it's all of the guys that are sort of like trying to come in and talk to him. We did get to see a conversation between him and Amira, but he has since revealed that conversation to Turner. So I'm like, if you're going to ingratiate yourself with the guys, I do wonder how he's going to end up trying to play both sides. Because I feel like that's what he's going to end up wanting to do. So I'm a little worried about him. I don't think it's a bad pick. He's certainly a lot more well-versed than so many of the other people in the house. But I wish that he would have just been like a little bit more proactive in trying to get something going as opposed to waiting so long. So we'll see.
Yeah. One of the things that's been very interesting to watch is this season in comparison to Big Brother 23 and maybe a little bit of like the slower start out of the gate in terms of the strategy and sort of not having the foot on the gas for the first HOH. Is Daniel in any danger of not doing enough here in week one in an attempt to not Frenchie it up?
I mean, I'm usually the person beating the drum of like, get to work, strike first, whatever Cobra Kai says. And
no mercy.
No mercy and strike first. But it's day two, and day two is not even over. I mean, in terms of strategy, a lot of it usually comes in the wee hours of the night. So we really have barely even entered day two. Nominations haven't even happened yet. They're going to probably happen at some point on day three. Well, there'll be even more time to really get down and talk to people. And then, of course, a long time with the veto and the veto ceremony after that. So there's plenty of time for Daniel to really start working harder. Obviously, Frenchie really went in really fast. I don't think that was Frenchie's like downfall. I think Frenchie's downfall was all of the other stuff he was doing. I think the fact that he set up a bunch of alliances early on was actually not that bad. But I'm not ready to say yet that Daniel's not doing enough. I will definitely be beating that drum if, you know, come Tuesday, he still hasn't set up any kind of like big alliance or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just feel like you got to take the temperature of the cast, right? Like, I feel like this cast, all of them have referenced Frenchie at some point. So obviously there's like a little bit of an overcorrection going on. Everyone's like, cause everyone's saying, why is no one talking game? What the hell's going on? That must mean that everyone else is talking. It's like, no, not really. All of you guys are just talking about how no one's talking. Y'all ain't talking. Like, y'all need to sit down and talk. Like, so I'm just hoping that he doesn't continue to sit back because, yeah, I mean, he mentioned earlier, you know, HOH really doesn't mean too much other than safety. I'm like, well, no, it means a lot. Like, you got to set some sort of groundwork and don't just wait for everyone to come to you because one big alliance already started without you. It was the Girls Alliance. I don't know how we feel about that yet, but it is one alliance is already forming without you. So, you know, maybe, you know, you're right, Taryn. We got tonight. We got tonight. We got tomorrow. We'll see. But I'm a little worried.
I'm just thinking that they really missed out not having Frenchie on the challenge, USA. could have, you know, he brought back so many people from Big Brother 23. One more wouldn't have killed them. All right.
What would Frenchie's storyline have been? I really got to get revenge on myself.
Honestly, yeah.
All right. So Daniel is off the board. Okay. One pick down, 15 to go. Now, Puya, here you are. Now, Puya, you seem to feel like there was somebody in particular that you said would be easily the number one pick on the board.
Yes. I have tweeted a thing. So if you follow me, you've seen me mention that. Now, here's the thing, Rob. I thought, so I had a clear top two in my head, and I thought Taryn would definitely pick one of them, so I'd make the easy, I know who I'm picking second. That didn't happen. So I'm a little bit conflicted, but here's what I'm going to do. Because you've niced me and you've put me ahead of you, I'm not going to draft that person and I'm going to leave them for you. I'm going to go over to my list. I'm going to make a decision, tough decision. I'm going to pick Monty with the first, with my second pick here, with the second pick.
Okay, what? So what happened to Taylor, the number one pick?
Taylor has done nothing wrong. The only thing that happened to Taylor is the damn BB24 cast is what happened to Taylor. Taylor breathed and they were like, no, you may not pass right now. I do not know. It's still obviously a day. So we'll get to Taylor when someone drafts Taylor. But it is a very unfortunate what we're seeing. That being said, there's a Monty Taylor that I picked. We're going to talk about Monty here.
Talking about Monty Taylor. Okay, this all makes sense then. Okay, yeah, I get it.
If I looked up his last name, I would have pretended what I meant.
Yeah.
So Monty, this is news. I've loved everything about Monty. Monty is very charismatic, very sociable, easy conversations with everybody. He is not in anything solid right now, but he is on the short list of everything solid that's being built. Anyone that's talking game and trying to build an alliance or build a group, Monty is on that list and is available for them to look at. I feel like Monty obviously has a great build. I think he's going to be good in competitions. I think he's got what it takes to be in the social game. As far as strategic goes, I did not hate what I heard him talk about in the preseason stuff. There was a little bit of a loyalty slash I'm going to stick to one group. It all depends on the makeup of the season. It all depends on the makeup of the season and what's going to happen there and how you're going to be able to navigate that. But there's a lot of other players that are thinking of him. And there's a lot of players that I think are going to do well that are also thinking of him, which makes me like him even better. So I feel very confident in picking Monty here.
Yeah, I like Monty a lot. I do think he's super charismatic. He's very fun to watch on the feeds, and he's like having great conversations with everybody. I feel like I'm kind of worried that like people will see him as a threat, but it doesn't seem that way yet. So I guess that's good. I mean, he's in with everybody and everyone seems to like him. And I feel like a lot, that's really like a lot of what this for the first few weeks is just like being liked, being wanted around the house, not giving people a reason to want you out. So I feel good about him from that perspective. And yeah, I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, I like Monty. Obviously, I said as much this morning. I feel like he has been sort of performing the best socially thus far. But obviously, there hasn't been a lot of time to see yet. I think Monty is definitely somebody who has long legs, both physically and in the game, because he's going to be very popular. He's somebody that a lot of people think is going to win a lot of comps, and they're going to want him on their side because of that. And on top of that, again, just the charisma, the pull that he has over people, all good things. I definitely would have been one of my top picks.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think he's definitely charming. I would have gravitated towards him if I were in the house. So I think it's a solid pick. I just don't know if the image that he carries is good at maintaining a low threat level, especially considering Xavier just won last year. So that's my one reservation, and his name is already being floated as a potential target. Now, mind you, it's being floated by someone who is not in power, but still, I mean...
And I saw someone on the feeds compare him to Xavier too. So like, that's also concerning is like, if you already are associating this with like winner, then like, you're not going to want to keep that person around for long.
I think that because everyone is like, this house is so pent up. There's so much pent up energy because people aren't talking game. And I feel like that just leaves so much room for the next week to be like, all right, let's get Monty out. Let's get him out now. Let's get him out. Let's get him out. Mm-hmm. He's a big guy. Xavier mm-hmm. just won. Let's get him out. So mm-hmm. I pray that that's not the case for him, but I think it's a very likely scenario. So we'll see.
Okay. Anything else on Monty?
No, I think he did better. I think his preseason did him a disservice. I liked him a lot better since the preseason stuff has passed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We have Daniel. We have Monty off the board. Okay. And so two men are off the board. I am going to draft the first woman from this cast.
Mm.
And I'm going to go with Nicole.
Okay.
It was between her and Monty for me. Great pick.
Yeah. Truth be told, I would have gone taken Monty ahead of Nicole.
Ooh.
But I'm very happy with Nicole here. I feel good about this pick. I feel like that she seems to have a very like easy way about her. I'm not seeing anything flashy, but I don't need to. From the show that brought you KC, Cody, and Xavier, that this is a show where it is not a flashy personality that gets you the win. It's somebody who is sort of steady, not making waves, gets along with everybody. This is somebody who is going to be good in the challenges. In a house where we're seeing like a lot of the guys getting together, Nicole feels like that she is having some good relationships with many of those guys who could be getting up and working together. And I love the skill set of having the police background with also then everybody thinking that she is just a personal chef. She's going to be stationed in the kitchen. So I feel very good about Nicole.
Yeah, she's in my top four. Basically, three out of my top four have been picked already. So she's in there. I think she's doing really well. People seem to really like her and want to work with her. Her name keeps getting brought up as someone to bring in and as someone they feel good about. So I definitely think she's doing well in that respect for sure.
I don't know. I'm not really feeling her, Rob. Okay. I don't know.
What's the problem, Amon?
I feel like she's sort of like, I mean, and it's no fault because luck is a big, big, you know, element in Big Brother, but I felt that she kind of just got lucky this week. I feel like Daniel is HOH and they were like talking about each other's hair. They're like, oh, from the moment I saw you when you walked in, I just knew it was going to be a thing between us. Like, you're my guy. I'm like, all right, well, good for you. That didn't really require much for you to do. And I feel like she was so, yeah, once again, it's night one, right? Mm-hmm. And we're barely into this. But she was so like laid back on the feeds that I feel like, is she going to do enough to stay in the good graces of the house once Daniel is out of power? I don't know. All I can do is really compare her to some of the other people that are moving a bit more than she is. And if she maintains this coast that she has now, I feel like she'll get swam over. I don't know.
I just can't see her being the person to go home up on the block. Whoever she is sitting next to, I feel like that the house says, all right, let's just keep Nicole.
Maybe. I mean, she's certainly got like a bit of a. I mean, I feel like I would feel like a little intimidated with her. I do. I mean, I feel like if I were in the house and I was worried about competition threats that weren't necessarily guys, mm-hmm. I think she's number one on the list for me. So, but you got it, Rob. You got it.
Yeah.
I'm just poo-pooing everyone's picks today.
Yeah, so far, like you don't love anything we're doing. So I'm curious to see where you go.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like another part of Nicole's game that in the 20 hours of feeds that we've had that has stood out to me is obviously last night we got the have-nots for the first time. And Nicole has changed their lives. Nicole cooked, whipped up something with the slop that they really loved. I feel like from that angle, you know, the chef can always go very far. So I like that. I feel like the seeing Nicole and Daniel talk and make this alliance today was very interesting, because Nicole isn't just leaning on Daniel. Nicole mentioned, you know, the other people have connections to our Terrence, our Monty. Nicole's definitely going to be starting to put feelers down. I also saw Taylor talking to Monty at some point and said, I really like Nicole. Turns out Rob is not the only person that really likes a Nicole. A lot of people in this house are starting to like a Nicole. So we'll see where that's going to take her. I feel like Nicole has longevity in this game, potentially.
She's definitely primed to be included in whatever kind of structure forms. A lot of people like her. Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of talk last night with the women that she seemed like a bit of a guy's girl instead of a girl's girl. You know, I guess maybe because of that or whatever, she is getting along with a lot of the guys and a decent amount of the at the very least Taylor, the other quote unquote guys girl. I think she's okay there. I think the key here is that, you know, Rob, you mentioned Casey, Cody, Xavier. She does have that kind of like very steady, calm presence that I think is part of what draws people to her. The key though for those three players and why they won is that they were dominant in the competitions. And I do think that Nicole clearly has potential in the comp. She's very fit. You know, she's got a lot of competition right now physically, in the house. And, you know, until I see like the serious competition angle from her, I'm going to be a little bit wary of her winning potential.
Okay. All right. We'll see where we go. A long way to go for a lot of these competitions to start to matter. Melissa, you are up with the number 4 pick overall.
Yes, and it just so happens to be my number 1 pick.
Oh,
so I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah, well, to be fair, you guys got all my top 4 other than this person. So, you know, and it was kind of a wishy-washy list, but whatever. I'm going to pick Amira. I thought that she did a great job last night and today. I feel like she's been in a bunch of conversations with people. People tend to want to work with her, but also she happens to be in rooms when people are talking about working with people. So it's going really well for her in terms of that. And then, you know, she's making sure that she's like in the HOH's ear. She like literally went and talked to the HOH when basically nobody was talking to him. Like, it was very weird. Normally people like fight to stay in the HOH room, like to talk to the HOH, but nobody did. And then she finally like had a conversation with him and he was like, oh good. I was like hoping to talk with you. So, I feel like that's really good for her. She's got that whole Girls Alliance thing that's building up, and they've got her involved. And she also was hanging out with like Taylor and the guys at one point. Like it was all of them in a room together. So I feel like she's doing a pretty good job of, you know, making inroads with each little group. And I feel like that's the key for the first few weeks, is just to make sure you're good enough with everybody that they don't want to get you out. And then you start to decide, you know, okay, who am I actually going to work with? So far, I think she's been really smart about how she's been playing so far, and also just getting along with people. So I feel pretty good about her. I, you know, but we'll see how this whole thing goes.
Yeah. Congrats, Melissa. Took her.
Finally sniped one.
Oh God.
So yeah, Amira definitely, I mean, she capitalized on being one of the first people to talk to the HOH. And I liked how she approached the conversation. I do think that she spilled maybe a little bit too much about her own positioning with some of the other people in the house. But I do like how she framed the conversation, because she was like, look, like, we're here. Like, we got to do something. And I feel like that straightforward energy really was attractive to Daniel. He's like, oh, yeah, you know what? Because Daniel has been waiting. He's been waiting for somebody to say something. And the fact that she did it, he couldn't really fault her. Now, you know, later on down the line, I do hope that she is a little bit more tight-lipped with certain elements of her game. That's the one thing that I'm like, are you going to do this every time? Like, is this just how you're going to be the entire time? But the fact that she wants to move is great to me. So I think it's a really great pick.
I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about Amira. I love that she was in there early with Daniel. I think that was great. Pushing an agenda, getting in there, all good stuff. But I didn't love the way she approached the conversation. As Amon said, she was, there's a lot of like, look, if you do this, I can get the girls behind you. I've got like, that's a little worrying. Obviously it hasn't caused anything bad yet. But I think it's not the best sign. She also is just one of the people that is just a little hung up on Taylor, in a weird way. I think that she, as we're doing this podcast, just said that she's in a group of people where they're thinking, do you think Taylor is a spy for the guys? I think it's weird that she's being so social today. And it's just like, what is happening? It's just a little concerning there as well. I think she has a lot of potential, but I think there are some warning signs as well.
Some of the good things I've seen from her is when she is in the one-on-ones, I've enjoyed seeing her get to know people. And then like, for example, earlier today, she was talking to Terrence. They were just having a regular conversation. And the way she just kind of switched it over to game talk was very subtle, very nicely done. It doesn't feel like in your face, we immediately have to chat game. So I feel like she's got that in her as well. I think some of the points both Amon and Taryn have made as far as things that could be a little, like maybe you've overshared, you're being a little bit hung up. That stuff I have seen also, but also has been 20 hours. I feel like if there's something with Amira, I feel confident that she can correct those and she can move forward in a good manner. And she's safe this week, so she's guaranteed to be here next week at the very least. We'll see how she does moving forward.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. Amon has two picks in a row. Amon only liked one of the first four picks that were taken.
Should be easy.
So the world should be his oyster right now. But he looks stressed. Okay. And he has two picks.
I try not to consult with a lot of people when drafting.
Oh.
Because I like to just let my mind flow. But
okay,
I did consult with someone this time around. And I'm just wrestling with whether or not I would like to take that person's advice.
Can you divulge who you consulted with?
At the identity, please.
No, I will not divulge that information.
Interesting.
Was it Chappelle? Because we know he has powers over the cast.
Yeah. It was not Chappelle. It was not Chappelle.
He'll say on Twitter if it was.
I'm sure he will, amongst a host of other things. Okay. I am going to pick Michael.
Michael!
I am not surprised that he fell down this far. Mm-hmm. I thought that maybe at the beginning, maybe last night, he would have been like most of our, you know, one or two or three picks. Because once again, big fan of the show. That's always good. And I feel like he also is one that just wants to game. He wants to game. He wants to game. And I will take that player over someone who sort of just wants to chill and have a good time any day of the week. I do worry that he is not as proactive as maybe he would have imagined he would be. I'm also thinking, does he have the social ability to really make some moves in this game? I feel like he's coming off just a little awkward, but it's just day one, day two. I think all of us are a little awkward when meeting a bunch of people for the first time. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think that there is a space for him to grow. I think that there is just there's a lot of gas in his tank. And I think that when he when it is time to make these really critical game decisions, he will be one that thinks about everything as intricately as possible. And, you know, I got to go for the nerds. So I'm going to take Michael as my first pick.
Yeah. I mean, he did drop lower on my list. It has only been 20 hours. Remember, the last person who kind of had the same knowledge and the same nerdiness and maybe a little bit not enough capital at the beginning, Kevin Ted Jacobs, winner of BB Can 10. So right. I feel like Michael, if Michael survives these next couple weeks.
I was sweating my draft pick, admittedly, on eviction night for first week. It's like, yeah. 45 minutes into the episode, I'm like, that's it. My great pick.
Now, that being said, I do feel like, you know, Kevin definitely, I felt, was a lot more social, was doing a lot more approaching, was a lot more comfortable in, when he was in conversation than Michael has. Michael has been, like, sitting in the groups but not really saying a lot. Him and one other person have kind of been quiet in most of these conversations. But I feel like, you know, if I'm in his position, I'm meeting, like, 15 other new people, big personalities, I'm going to be the quiet one, too. So I think light the candles up, hope that Michael can make it through week one and we'll see where he goes. Cause I do think he's got more upside than where he's going to probably, like, where a lot of us are worried with right now.
He's in a, cause I see a lot of people freaking out in the chat about, he's probably one of the main ones that's going to go up. And I don't disagree. I think that he probably will wind up on the block this week, but a lot of people are like, he's just the pawn. They don't want to see him go home. They want someone that's a big threat to go home. And I think that Daniel, if he does put Michael up, is not going to want Michael to go home. I feel like he might view that as a waste of a first HOH. So I am banking on that invisibility cloak that happens when you become the first pawn of the season. And then all of a sudden you just sort of
Yeah, I think the interesting thing about Michael versus Kevin from Big Brother Canada is that I feel like that most of the house may not know about Kevin from Big Brother Canada. But the one person that we know that definitely does is Daniel. That do you think that, that based on him quoting Kevin in his interview with Mike Bloom, do you think that he is scared of a potential Kevin or would want to work with a potential Kevin?
There's reason to be scared. He hasn't really, to my knowledge, I don't think he's really voiced it if he is having those reservations.
I think if anything, the fact that Michael might be a super fan is a positive in Daniel's eyes.
Got it.
Okay. So I'll take it, baby.
It's a risky move because basically we've had no indication about what the noms might be apart from the fact that Michael's name was mentioned this morning with the conversation between Daniel and Amira, primarily as was talked about as a pawn against a bigger target. But pawns go home. And then
the pawns
also
always go home.
Yes. When the conversation that was happening just before this podcast started, there was an alliance being made between Daniel, Turner, and Pooch. Turner and Pooch. And in that conversation, also Michael was pitched as a potential pawn, just somebody to put on the block. Maybe send him home. Who knows? And so a lot. It's been talked about a lot. There is not a lot of pushback on the idea. Daniel, again, did express he probably wouldn't want Michael to go home. He likes the fact that he's a super fan. But it's definitely dangerous that Michael is being talked about as somebody that might go up. It's an indication of his social position right now that multiple different groups on different ends of the house are both suggesting him that it's okay with the HOH, that it's happening. And he could easily be a casualty of this situation. On top of that, excluding Kevin, the most recent winner here, the surviving first nominee has never gone on to win the game in the U.S. And now it's happened once, and just once in Canada. So it's still a bad place to be on the block in this first week. It really hinders your ability to make connections and get into big groups, which are obviously very important in the game. So in my eyes, if Michael wants a real shot to win this, he needs to get up there, talk to Daniel, make sure he avoids the block this week. I think he has the ability to. Mm-hmm. I think he has the personality that can connect with Daniel, and the fact that they're both fans. They're two of the biggest fans in the house, and I think they can really connect on that. All he really needs to do is get in there and have a one-on-one conversation with him, in my eyes. He hasn't done it yet. He still has time. I think there's definitely a chance he doesn't end up on the block this week. I think that's Amon's best case scenario, but it is definitely a risky call to pick him here.
Yeah, I mean, I like Michael a lot. I think you guys have said it all. The social thing has not been for him yet. Maybe he's just like more of a one-on-one type of conversation kind of guy. And if he can get that, then that's great. But yeah, he was my number five pick, but then I put a little arrow pointing down after some of the stuff that happened today. So, I mean, I really don't know how it's going to go for him. I hope that he can pull through and, you know, get something to happen. But it does seem like people are kind of looking at him as like, okay, well, he's an easy out because we haven't talked. And so I feel like that's going to be a bad thing for him.
Now, Amon, can you divulge if you took the advice of the person that advised you, or if you went out on your own? Did you trust your gut as Brittany would?
This was not a suggestion from my lucky charm. No.
Okay. This was from Amon's
lucky charm.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. I want to know who this is.
Okay.
Very much.
I'll just say that this person I consulted with on the BB Can 9 thing, I was not going to take to Sean at the very last minute. This person convinced me to do so. And then in the Big Brother Celebrity 3 draft, I was really, really iffy about Cynthia. And this person convinced me to take Cynthia. And I got both of my players in the top four. So, you know.
Interesting. Okay. So, Amon, does that mean that you are wrestling with more than two potential picks here? Because you had two picks in a row. Are there three names that you were looking at?
Three names, I think one of which is already gone. So,
Okay. This should be easy then.
Should be.
To give us the number six pick overall.
All right. I am going to take Joseph.
Joseph.
Ooh.
So this guy can meet around the cast by the skin of his teeth, man. Like, he was not supposed to be here. He was not supposed to be here.
He is lucky.
So if there's any luck to be had, definitely going to snatch it up with him. I think that people like Joseph. I think that I think that he has like such an interesting angle to play, because we really haven't seen a lot of people from his background on the show. One of the things that I was so disappointed about when we lost Marvin was like, we haven't really had a Nigerian transplant appear on Big Brother. And I was so happy to hear his story. And we got Joseph instead, who gets to talk about his upbringing being Syrian and Palestinian. We heard a little bit of a talk about his religion around the house today. And a lot of people have been very interested to just know more and hear more from him. So I think that he has an in with a lot of people. And there are so many like big guys this season that the big guy like ick isn't as icky this time, because there's so many targets that you could go for. Like, you can go for Kyle, you could go for Monty, you could go for Pooch, you could go for any of them, really. And I am going to bank on the fact that he probably won't be the first big guy that people want to get up out of here. With that being said, I do think that he needs to step it up a little bit more in terms of making sure that he gets in good with some of these alliances, because I don't think that that's happening right now. But once again, a lot of people are sort of taking it slow. So at least he is keeping pace with some of the other people in the house. I'm going to follow my suggested direction and take Joseph.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I think there's a halfway decent chance that Amon just picked the first two nominees.
Wow.
It's not impossible.
I didn't even know Joseph was in danger.
Well, the current idea being thrown around is Michael and a big guy. And of the big guys, I think Joseph is the least protected. He is the one with the least amount of connections to the other people that would want to keep him off the block, the one that is most disposable. I think there's a chance he ends up as the target this year.
Now, hold on, Aman. The good news is there's going to be a third nominee this week.
Yeah, there could be a third nominee this week. At least some of the people that are trying to throw this plan of getting a big guy out don't have votes. Mm-hmm. So there's also that as well. I'm not really sweating it right now. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I may eat my words, but yeah. I don't think I'm going to.
Yeah. Hypothetically, like if Joseph was up on the block, do we think that he would go home?
I honestly no idea at this point. I think he would likely be the intended target, but there are so many different things that can happen. There's no structure in place right now.
Who is targeting him? Who is that plan coming from?
Well, as I said, nobody's specifically targeting him, but the Women's Alliance wants a big guy to be targeted. In addition to that, Daniel himself is looking to potentially target a big guy. But big guy is the key term here. We know that there are, I assume by big guy, they mean one of the 6'3" or above guys, especially considering Pooch and Turner are now both in an alliance with Daniel. Yes. Of the 6'3" and aboves, Michael is already not considered a big guy, I think, which leaves, Daniel is one of the 6'3" and aboves, which leaves Monty and Joseph. They're both very tall, very muscular. They're personal trainers. I would imagine one of the two of them is going to be in the sights if this idea of targeting a big guy persists. And of those two, I would definitely have more faith that Monty has the connections to stay off the block over Joseph.
But we're forgetting about Kyle.
I forgot about Kyle.
Kyle hasn't really been doing a lot so far. And he was one of the people that I was like, I think he might actually be a lot less like grading than I would have given him credit for. And I thought maybe he actually will go far, but I'll save my thoughts for Kyle. But I'm hoping that maybe Kyle sneaks his way up on that block this week and then is the one to go and not Joseph. Because as I said, I think that I don't disagree with you, Taryn. I think that there is a lot of like work to be done from Joseph. But based off of the conversations that I've seen him in, I think that he is more than capable of doing so. I think that even if he gets a whiff of the possibility that he could be someone up on the block, I think he's going to work. So we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, Aman, I did laugh the loudest when Taryn made that remark. I will admit it. But I think similarly to your first pick, these are both people who, if they survive the first couple, can easily make it very far. Now, as someone who comes from the Middle East, I am so excited that we got Joseph in here. And, you know, I think if I have it correctly, and after doing some thought last night, we had Kacer in BB6. We had Russell in BB11. We have Joseph. Since BB11, I mean, obviously Kacer came back for 22. We have not had an Arab American man in the house. Here comes Joseph. Just listening, they had a big conversation around the kitchen table while we were waiting, you know, for HOH room and some game that never came. They were talking about, you know, their religion, their upbringing, their background. And just listening to Joseph talk about his background was so fascinating. Mm-hmm. I really hope he sticks around long enough that we can hear more of it. I think he's someone who is starting a little bit slow, but I think is going to be able to socially find some kind of pathing. I think he's going to be decent in competitions, but I also definitely do see that if that whole have not room nominations go up, I tried to pin like, you know, these two go up. I think Joseph versus Michael's the biggest question mark of what could happen if these two go up. So we'll just have to wait and see, because I know Daniel mentioned one other name at one point, which we haven't drafted yet that we'll talk about, but who knows what's going to happen. I am happy to see Joseph though.
I took them in the order of like who I think is probably more likely to stay. With that being said, I still gotta, you know, you gotta get somebody on your draft team that you know is just gonna be able to pull through in those comps, okay? Like I can just see Joseph
build a balanced roster,
winning a few things, and if that is how he stays up in the house, that more power to me. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. I'm banking on it. I'm banking on it.
Hmm. Okay. Let's just reset where we are. I saw some people in the chat asking for, can we get a recap of where we are after six picks with Melissa on deck for pick number seven? Taryn kicked things off by taking Daniel, the first HOH, with the number one pick overall. Puya at number two went with Monty. At number three, I selected Nicole. At number four, Melissa took Amira. And at number five, Amon took Michael, and then with the sixth pick, went back to Amon, and then he just took Joseph. And here's...
And it wasn't because I have a... It's not because I have a crush on him, because I don't have a crush on him, Taryn.
Got it, Taryn!
Taryn knew! He knew! He called you out.
Okay. So, at number seven, here comes Melissa.
Yes. And, I feel like I'm going to do like a Brett Wagamot style pick here because...
Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it?
Well, my thought is that like I liked his strategy of like I want to have someone that I'm rooting for on my draft team and that I would be like excited to like see go far and win. So even though this might not be the safest pick, I think I'm just going to go for it anyway because I don't know. I'm feeling like Janelle vibes here. So, especially with the way she's been treated. So, I'm going with Taylor.
Taylor!
Yes. I'm doing it! Well,
guys both picked my YOLO picks.
I was going to YOLO with Taylor if Taylor made it back to me, but I knew it was
beat. I've liked her a lot. I get Janelle vibes because, you know, it's like, for whatever reason, the girls aren't liking her, and we can all speculate as to maybe why. But, you know, I think, like, I would love to see her just, like, go for it and just power through. And, like, even if she's against all the other people in the house, like, maybe she can pull something out. She seems like she'll be really good at competitions. Like, apparently... She's already like killing it at pool, and she was able to do the slack line on the first try or something. And like, she's doing really well in terms of that. And like, even like bonding with the guys, I honestly think that if she just like gets in a room with someone and like just has a one-on-one conversation, like maybe people will like understand that she's not like scary. She's nice. Like, I mean, I don't know. I have hope for her. And, I mean, I know that it's not just the girls who are going against her. Like, I know some of the guys have made comments like, we can't keep her around. I don't want to go against her. So, like, she's got to go. But, like, whatever. I want to root for her, and I want to root for her to go for it. So, yeah, I'm picking Taylor.
Yeah, I was wrestling. I was like, because I kind of wanted to balance out my team immediately by having one guy, one girl. And... I was hoping that maybe there's some small chance that she makes it all the way back down to me. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But I don't think that it's a bad pick. She's clearly on the outs with almost all of the girls. I won't say that the entire Girls Alliance is against her because we really haven't heard Indy speak too much about her. We really haven't heard Brittany speak too much about her. Like, I would not be surprised if Brittany ends up ratting the rest of those girls out because something about the vibe between Brittany and the rest of the Girls Alliance is just not... It's not coalescing. Okay?
It's already like, started.
It's just not. Mm-mm. So I feel like there's definitely some inroads for Taylor. I do think that, I mean, she's sort of like, she's kind of like really easygoing. You know, she seems like she can be very endearing and cool. But I guess, you know, depending on how you view that, you're either intimidated by it or you're attracted to it. So I do wonder how she will take the information because it's going to get back to her eventually just how much on the outs she is. So I don't really have enough data in terms of like, how does she handle situations yet to pick her? But I think it's a really fun pick. And I think that she still has a lot of room to grow. So I'm excited for her.
They hate her because they ain't her, Melissa.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's it, honestly.
Girls don't like her, but they won't fight her.
It's also still very early. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a current dislike for her that exists it doesn't mean it's going to stick. If she gets nominated, then yeah, there's a good chance this will stick. But if she's not nominated, then she has an entire week to actually talk to people, get in with people. Like, this is not a death sentence for her by any means in my eyes. Mm-hmm. I think she definitely still has a lot of game to play. She seems like perfectly capable of bonding with people and talking with people. So yeah. I think there may be a time, even just like a few weeks from now, where we're like, hey, remember when it looked like Taylor was like dead in the water and everyone hated her? Like, totally possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's not her game is not sunken.
Mm-hmm.
It's not down there in the water by right. any means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she in danger of going on the block here tomorrow?
Not at this time, but she is somebody that I don't think anybody would really stick up for, and that's not a great place right. to be.
Like, okay. if Amira has anything to say about it, she could probably definitely be up there, but Amira's
I think they're powers. Still aiming primarily at a guy, though, at this time. So yeah. that's kind of yeah. a good thing for her.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else on Taylor?
Look, Rob, I tweeted the day the cast came yep. out. I was like, if you're doing a draft today, you pick Taylor number one or you're making a mistake. Obviously, this is 2 days later. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier.
What a liar.
I picked Monty Taylor, so I picked a Taylor. Listen. Oh, all right. I don't need this side chat from the panel, please. I feel like it's been very disheartening to see what Taylor is going to be set up against here. But like Taryn said, it is day one. There's so much more to go. Every answer Taylor gave us in the preseason gives me the confidence that Taylor can overcome this and get through it. Right. Some of these house guests, though, doing too much, you're saying too much, and your ass is showing.
Yeah.
Lift up the pants.
Yeah. That's a good point, though, Pia, because I feel like so many, she might be like this big name right now, but so many other people are like kind of like running around and like saying a lot and doing a mm-hmm. lot, then you're like quickly going to become like the next name, and she's just going to be able to sit back while y'all are, you know, trying to have to play defense now. So that might be her story. And like, it's like, guys, like, don't have us being Taylor apologists this early in the game. Like, she did nothing. She did nothing. Because I'm seeing a lot of people say, well, maybe if she would go talk to the girls. That's true. That's very true. I mean, it's up to everyone to make some sort of like effort with everyone in the house. That's totally true. But at the same time, it takes two to tango. And when you got like five against one already, it's like, okay, well, damn, what's she supposed to do? So. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping that this whole little thing that's going on, it dissipates as soon as like as quickly as possible.
I mean, I'll say this: she went from front runner Tuesday to the biggest underdog today, right, and we're not even past the first nominations yet. So the story is going to be there. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was pick number seven, Taylor. Okay. I will go with pick number eight here. And an intriguing spot here at the midway point here in the draft. I took Nicole with my first pick. Mm-hmm. And I feel good about that. And I'm wondering if I should be going for maybe a theme here. Last year I did. I felt like very well when I drafted a contemporary of mine with Tiffany. And so I'm going to go with a theme team. Give me Terrence.
No!
Stop taking my pick.
Oh, my God. Not Terrence, Rob.
Okay.
Well done. Why'd you pick him?
I just feel like, you know, the fear with Terrence coming in was that, oh, he's going to be ostracized. Summer of Steve. Here we go. But it seems like that he's come in and is fitting in. And it's a house where he... it is potentially, you know, you have some guys alliances potentially happening. I feel like he's on the periphery of that. And I feel like that he could end up being sort of like in that like Schlauber position, but maybe has a little bit more, you know, game sense to be able to make a move without like a dominant figure like a Paul in the house. And so I think that he's going to be, you know, hanging around. And if he's not going home this week, I feel like that maybe he's going to be around for a while. So give me Terrence.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, it's the elephant in the room that we acknowledge every season. The older people always go, but I think that this cast, to their credit, is a little bit more conscious of that. I think it was Amira today that was like, "Why is it the old person always goes like, I don't want Terrence to go? That's stupid. Like, screw that." So I feel like if that mentality is strong with multiple people in the house, I feel like putting him up will sort of be seen as like a faux pas. Like, really, you're going after Terrence? Mm-hmm. Really? But with that being said, the only drawback to that is like, okay, so if that's going to be the perception of Terrence the entire way through, does that get votes in the end? Like, if he were to make it all the way to the end, how much of that is his doing? Like, is he winning the comps to do so in conjunction with having this sort of like image of like, don't put him up? Or is it strictly don't put him up because we like Terrence and we don't want to see him go? I do agree with you, though. I think that he's definitely a lot more savvy than Kevin Schlauber was. I think that he will definitely try to get in good with people, yeah, and try
Kevin
to...
Kevin, I think, had never seen the show once. Exactly. Before.
Exactly. It was a very low bar.
but they liked him. He was likable. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's half the battle. So I feel like if he can stay in that good graces and also game, yeah, there's no... he can make it to the end. I feel like I like that he's sort of like getting himself out of his head, because he already mentioned thinking, oh, you know, am I meant to be here? Like, I just look at all these younger people, because he's not old. He's like, what, 40? Like, how? Like, he's not old. He's like, looking at all these younger people, and he's like, I don't know if I belong here. But then he like reminds himself, like, so many people want to be in this position. So many people would kill to be here. You cannot be your own biggest enemy in this game. And anybody that is that aware mm-hmm. of that self-saboteur stuff, good for me. So I think it's a pretty good pick. I would have taken him if he were left.
DJ Showtime is in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Terrence. He's great. I would have picked him. Obviously, I think the major downfall here is like many picks before him, competitions in the end are huge. Mm-hmm. You know, not always, but usually. And unfortunately, they're not usually super winnable when you're not like a, you know, 25-year-old jacked dude.
Mm-hmm. But we have seen people win the game, winning the comps. But I've also seen people get to the end, not necessarily winning a lot of comps. So that he could be there, could be likable person. And let's see.
I'm rooting for him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him too. Definitely.
All right. Puya, you are up now with pick number 9 as we have reached the back half of the draft.
Yes. So this is difficult.
What you going to do?
I didn't expect the draft to get to where it is right now.
What was the part that you didn't expect? Who is going to be left here at 9?
Who is going to be left here at 9? Who is going to be gone by 9? I feel like both of those are true. Now, I genuinely mean this. I feel like the person I'm about to pick, I'm more lower on than I was when we started at 8. A lot of things have gone on since 8 that I'm not
left. Oh, my God.
But, oh, God, I'm going to do it. I didn't think this was going to happen. Give me Pooch. Pooch is on my team.
I knew it. Give me Pooch.
This is it.
Poochia.
No, we're not doing that. Poochia. I would like to not be associated with this man.
Poochia.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I shouldn't have picked him now for that Poochia. Alone. I couldn't team pick. Poochia. Yeah. Okay. No.
It's your team.
I agree to disagree.
We've already locked him in.
So here's the thing with Pooch. I felt like last night he talked a little bit of game with Monty, and it was exactly what you'd expect. Let's go get the, you know, get the bros going. I was like, okay, all right, Pooch. Then the things that I think he's doing decently in, or will do decently in, he is 5'10 in a season where every other dude is a Sequoia and is 6'3. I feel like he's not going to be seen as an immediate threat, which I think mm-hmm. is good for him. I think that he's in quite a few ears working on some stuff. He was talking about doing this a lot. he's the Dr. Will fan. So he's talking about doing DRs with Kyle, where they do sunglasses and they're called the Blue Eyed Bash Bros. Kind of cringy.
Kind of.
Very cringy. He's playing. He's playing and he's thinking, which I do think is good. At this point, what am I, pick 10? 9? 9, right? It's like he's someone who I could see make the distance now. In the last, he's the one I said who took his pants down and showed his ass, because some of the comments he made about Taylor earlier, I hated. They're not okay. And that being said, I feel like I could see some longevity for him, but also I definitely could see someone who plays too hard, too fast, does too much, and then could be in a bad spot. So we'll see. High variance.
I don't know how much of it has to do with people like being distracted by Taylor and all sorts of other agendas, but I do think that it's somewhat good that he was sort of able to avoid the ire of putting three girls up on the block. Like, they don't really seem to be talking too much about how, you know, messed up that was. To his defense, he did just sort of say, I'm just going to go for the people that fell off first. And he wasn't even there for to see people fall off first. So like, he really had no idea. The only one that was sort of like a targeted thing was you in the blue dress. That was the only thing that was sort of like, okay, all right. But I think that he spent, you know, a good chunk of the day yesterday sort of like talking about, like talking it through and trying to get people to understand where he was coming from. And I think most people were like, you know what? Yeah, you were put in a really awkward situation. It is what it is. People were very understanding. So, he is a talker. He's a talker. And I think if he continues to talk around his game the way that he did with the first move, then yeah, maybe there's a shot that he can go pretty far. So
Puya, can you get into, Puya, what has happened in the hour plus that we have been on with the podcast that makes you feel even worse about him?
Well, it was right around when we were getting on here, when he was talking one-on-one with Kyle outside of the HOH room. Mm-hmm. And when it came to talking about, you know, he's asking Kyle, like, who are some of the women that you feel like are feeling good about? Nicole's mentioned came up there. And then when Taylor came up, it was a lot of what I can only refer to as microaggression-y comments with regards to Taylor being someone who's going to be very loud if she's on the block and her true colors will show.
I had read that earlier before we came on, so I wasn't sure if there was something new that had happened since we were recording the podcast.
No. I should have, I guess, right around when we were getting on is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I mean, he wants to talk about loud. You're from Staten Island, my friend. Let's not talk about loud, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the guy does seem to have some charisma in the house. It seems like that he has, is able to, you know, have some good relationships going on. I think from the preseason was definitely giving Brent champagne, and we know how that ultimately went last season. But so far, in terms of the positioning where he is, he seems like he's in a fine spot.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference between Pooch and Brent Champagne is that Pooch's body does not sense his threat.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Perceives his threat. Okay. His body doesn't perceive the threat.
Like, wait, am I not getting a reference? I get it now.
Yeah. I had it right in my head, and then as I went to say it, I forgot it because it was so absurd. I was like, what absurd thing did he say? I forget again.
But to that point, though, Taron, he is one of the smaller guys. Like, he's not as jacked as some of the other ones.
His body doesn't perceive his threat level.
Right. He's not, he's a little shorter. So, like, that does get a little bit of that big guy stink off of him. But once again, there's so many big guys this season. It's like, okay, well, that doesn't really say much. So,
okay. So the backstage boss goes to Puya at pick number 9.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Taryn, you have two picks in a row now here at number 10 and number 11. Six picks left in this draft and seven house guests. One will go to the chat.
Yeah. Okay. So I really feel like the order here has messed with me. I went with the default HOH pick.
That's and now, a feature, not a bug.
All the way back here on the back end. I feel like Troy walking in with the pizza.
Because
what options do I have here? It's a bit of a mess. All right.
Let me just give the people that are still available. Okay. So most of them, the men have been taken. The only men that are left are Turner and Kyle. And then five women left on the board. They are in alphabetical order: Alyssa, Brittany, Indy, Jasmine, Paloma.
I think that means a woman's gonna win this season, because last season we were like, this is such a woman forward cast, and we were snatching up all the girls. And this time we're sort of like not as high on the women, and there's like all the people that are left.
To be fair, before the season started, I was like, oh, the women are going to like kill the guys in this. They're so much better. And now I'm feeling like, oh, I don't know about the women. So yeah, like, well, if we had drafted literally like 2 days ago, I would have been like, all right, all girls all the time. And now I'm like, I don't know.
Let me be clear. Yeah, I like coming in, I was like, okay, I'm not going to pick any of the backstagers because I have no idea what's happening with this twist. One of them could go home. And all three backstagers are left, plus like two other people. It's tricky. Oh man. Okay. Let's see. I've got one locked in, and I think for the other one,
the robot is buffering.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Why don't you give us your locked in pick here at number 10?
Yes. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go with Paloma.
Paloma.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's backstage. She might go home. Look, what are you going to do?
Poor Taryn. Yeah. This is a really bad spot.
Yeah,
Taryn, will you be signing off all the live feed updates with reminding everybody to vote 10 times a day for Paloma to stay?
Yes. Please make sure you cast your votes for Paloma.
Can't you only vote once, though? I think it's too late for me.
She's a very active player, which I appreciate. My biggest issue with her game wise is that she's very young and she doesn't know the game very well. And those are two biggest issues with her game wise. Then she is also like one of the people who is just seemingly just weirdly attached to this idea of Taylor being a pageant girl and all of this weird stuff. So I'm not super fond of that. But, you know, people like her, which is a good thing. Like, despite the fact that she's been very active, despite the fact that she's been a little bit messy here and there, A lot of people in the house still feel like, hey, I like Paloma. She's funny. She's easy to get along with. A lot of people still talking about pulling her in. In the group that she's in, she's definitely one of the people toward the center of it. She's somebody that a lot of the people in the Women's Alliance gravitate toward. They like her a lot. You know, does she have a great chance to win? In my eyes, not a huge chance at this point. But, you know, of the remaining players, I think, you know, probably one of the higher chances. And I'm hoping that we've got like some kind of, you know, Paloma 2.0 once we get out of this week.
Taryn, I want to ask you a question. Did you draft Paloma because you feel like that a love of mayonnaise is the closest thing there is to a love of yogurt?
Oh, Lord.
Why you got to call me out like that, Rob? Why you gotta be like that?
I mean, there's similarities.
I feel like nobody but you would have made that connection. Now you're blowing me up to the whole world. All right.
She says, I think it was, she said also just plain mayonnaise, not flavored.
Flavored?
Plain mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like a spicy mayo?
Yep.
Is this out of a tub situation or like as a condiment? I'm genuinely curious at this point. Like a spoon and just give me the tub and a spoon and I'll like do it.
I hope maybe. Not. I hope that's not the case. I don't know how she stays that thin eating doing all that. That's crazy.
By the way, is mayonnaise considered a condiment and able you could have it with slop?
Yeah,
probably.
Mm-hmm. They make slop burgers and put it on there. I've seen them do that before.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad pick. I think, as much as I don't like enjoy the whole anti-Taylorness of it all, at least she's giving us something to talk about. Like she's really stirring the pot.
Yeah. If I wanted to pick somebody that wasn't anti-Taylor, I wouldn't be able to because there's none left.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a case for Britney or Indy. They don't seem to be as anti-Taylor as the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Paloma is definitely one that is about sort of like taking fate into her own hands. I think that she will be someone that is not afraid to sort of, you know, push the envelope a little. And I think that that's not always a bad thing. I mean, as long as she, you know, keeps allies around her and keeps herself well insulated, then I think that she'll be good. I mean, like you said, she's already the nucleus of the Girls Alliance. I think that she, out of like the three power players in that alliance, I think it's like Amira, Jasmine, and Paloma. And I feel like Paloma is like the leader of the pack right now. So, you know, I think it's a pretty good pick at this point in the draft.
I think it could go either way. Cause I think like, it seems like she's, you know, kind of in charge leading the pack right now. But I mean, if it might start to rub people the wrong way, like, or if anyone catches wind of this whole thing, they're going to say she's the ringleader, she's the instigator, or she's going to maintain power the whole time. Like, we don't know. I really honestly don't know. I will say the one thing about her for me is you can tell she's very young. I wasn't able really to tell that preseason, but just seeing the way she interacts with everyone and the way everyone else is kind of interacting with her, she does come off really young. And I think that that can be a little bit of an issue, you know, once people start to really have better connections. I don't know. It could be nothing or it could be something. And I just know that like a lot of the times, like when someone's young on the season, you would have no idea because they don't act that way or they act very mature for their age or whatever. But you can really tell that she's very young and she's clearly the youngest one on the cast. And that might, you know, cause some rifts between her and the others. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of energy you need to have to
big energy?
You're making an alliance, right? You're making an alliance. The HOH is not included in your plans. You think the HOH is a snake. The HOH has said nice things about you to other people. So they allegedly like you. But you want nothing to do with the HOH? That's why. Like Paloma's someone who I feel like is going to be an interesting watch. She's Yeah, I don't know. Like last night, I was excited. You know, she makes the final two with Alyssa. Says, Alyssa, leave the room. I'm going to hide under, in between these beds, and like just kind of squatted down there a little bit. That was funny. But again, we'll see with Paloma. You know, she's 22. We'll see. I feel like, you know, there have been young players in the game that have done well, that have done decently. I just feel like what's very evident to me is that Paloma of the 16 house guests is the most excited to play the game and is doing the most out the gate. So once everyone's playing, Paloma calms down a level, we'll see where that leaves her.
Yeah, she's going to be a roller coaster for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Taryn, you were more sure about one person and you were on the fence about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
This is officially the final round. Everyone will draft one more person, including you, chat. Okay?
Yeah.
We're at pick number 11.
Yep, and I'm currently standing on top of the fence doing a TikTok dance because my final pick is Kyle.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
I think this is a good value here at number 11. I really do.
I think so. Look, it's primarily, look, it's competitions. I don't make the rules. I don't make the competitions. In fact, I very vocally argue against the competitions, but the fact of the matter is the competitions are what they are. Mm-hmm. And, Kyle's probably going to be pretty good at them. And that means he's got a good chance to win the whole game. He's also got a good chance to be evicted this week. So that's great. I haven't loved what I've seen from him on the feed so far. But, you know, with what I've got left, I just feel like I got to pick a potential challenge beast for the team. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he said in his intro package, I'm going to be the one that's in the house twerking everywhere. And he really hasn't been doing that. I feel like he's sort of like more chill than he gave himself credit for. I mean, TikTok is a very performative space. You know, not everybody is, you cannot keep that up for 82 days. Like you're going to exhaust yourself.
Thank goodness.
So I feel like he's already learned that lesson. I mean, he seems to be creating little relationships here and there. He's got something nice going with Monty. So there's definitely room to grow. I mean, hopefully he will be good at competitions. I mean, we know he doesn't have any rhythm, so there's that. So I don't know how if that translates so much to the physical competition. But other than that, I do think it's at this point in the draft, I think it's a good pick too. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of picking in that last round, I had considered picking Kyle at that point, but I was terrified that I'd be asked to do the Kyle twerk TM, and I was not willing to do that on camera. Again, with the 11th pick,
can we still see it though?
No, you picked him. You do it. You're on the fence.
Oh. I just feel like I just feel like you brought it up and you put it in my head, and now I kind of want it. You know.
Well, I'm not going to do that for you.
No, okay, how about that? I thought that well was leading to something else. Yeah. I was like, okay.
What if you insist?
He was waiting for it. He already ripped off his shirt or something and he was prepared.
Yeah.
Funny you ask.
Yeah.
I simply think, Liana, relax. Liana's in the chat goading this on. I do think, you know, ultimately, the Kyle curse. We've not talked about this.
Yeah.
Taryn. Two seasons of Big Brother Canada, the Kyle curse has caused the Kyle to leave in the fourth week. Do you think you'll fare better than that? Do you think this Kyle might reverse that curse?
Do you smell poutine in the air? Because I don't.
Poutine?
We're not in Canada.
Puya, you didn't mentor this Kyle, right?
I didn't mentor any of them. Don't do this to me. This is such not. You know what? I just like Amon said earlier, I blame Chappelle for this propaganda that is out there. Oh my God.
Chappelle's getting a lot of blame tonight. Wow.
Listen, as you should, he's a menace.
Well, you said it.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else to say about Kyle so far?
No.
Okay.
He's bonded with Pooch. I agreed with Puya's assessment of the Pooch. Pooch is in a pretty decent spot right now. I think Kyle looks like a bigger threat, but the more that Pooch operates, it could flip. If Pooch is able to keep Kyle safe, we'll see where that goes.
Okay. All right. Pick number 12. Come back to Puya. All right. As Taryn has closed out his draft board, it's Daniel, it's Paloma, it's Kyle. All right. Puya got it all started in for his team in round number one with Monty. He added Pooch to the team. And now here we are in round three with one pick left to go.
There's two options here. To me, there's two options and that's it. I'm just trying to quickly mull over which one I want to take. Do I want to take the person who has impressed me a lot since the preseason interviews? Or do I want to take the person that I think could be a very entertaining journey throughout the season? Both can be very entertaining, but all right. All right. You know what? We're going to go.
Yep.
With Jasmine. I'm going to pick Jasmine here. Yes. So Jasmine is someone who I've been very, very, very much appreciating since the season has started. In the preseason interviews, I wasn't loving a lot of the answers, but I feel like Jasmine is someone who's socially really good. I feel like Jasmine is someone who is already being very underestimated. And when Alyssa and Paloma were talking about doing something last night, they considered adding Jasmine because, you know, she won't be any threat to us, but she's loyal. So that's good. So I feel like it's just someone who's going to socially do well. Again, this is like we're down to the last five picks here.
Yep.
And I just think that Jasmine's someone who I've enjoyed watching play. I've enjoyed watching talk, and I'm going to enjoy on feeds for as long as she's here.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with Puya. I think Jasmine has been good so far on the feeds. She has bonded with people pretty tightly. She's not so much like a social butterfly kind of player, more seemingly, as I think we expected, somebody that's bonding closely with her close people. I think she'll be very loyal, as Paloma expects her to be. She's not really brought up a lot as like, hey, let's pull Jasmine in or anything like that. In fact, even Paloma and Alyssa, when discussing her, talking about how she'd be really loyal, were also like she might be a weak link. It's all about competitions and perceived competition ability. And in that sense, Jasmine's not super high. But I think she is capable socially, if they leave her alone for a little while, she'll have a chance to do something. She's also, I believe, seen, I think she claimed to see all the seasons, so some game knowledge there to back it up as well.
Yeah, I was drawn to her. I mean, as much as I do not like the Taylor stuff, once again, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I feel like she has the chops to be very, very endearing. And that Mississippi draw, like, I can't even begin to tell you just how intoxicating it is. It's like syrupy honey. It's just like, I could listen to her speak for days, like just days. It's just so sing song. You just want to sit on the porch and sip some sweet tea. I just love it. And so do the rest of the house guests, you know? So I'm going to have a lot of fun with this accent all season, man. Baby, when she is out there in these, on these feeds, going to be a good time, let me tell you. I think I like what she did with, the whole little connection that she had with Paloma. They both talked about how they recently lost someone. She lost her dad 2 months ago and she is in this house. Like that's, and they watched the show together. Like, I don't know how you just can't get behind someone like that. That just hit me right here. So, I do think that she is someone that's going to be loyal. People are going to not really expect much from her. I think that people aren't going to expect her to be a comp beast. So that lowers her threat level. Maybe if she shows a little bit more initiative, she seems to be showing initiative as far as Taylor goes, but everything else, I don't know yet, but I think it's still a pretty decent pick. I would have taken her.
Okay. Anything else about Jasmine here? Number 12. Okay. All right. So I'm coming in number 13. Then we'll go back to Melissa for 14. Iman will choose between the final person that he will draft and who the chat will get. All right. So, I'm excited for who I have to choose here at number 13. This is somebody that I am excited to have in the house. I'm going to go with, give me Hoops. It's Hoops. Brittany.
It was between Hoops and Jasmine for me, Rob. Respect the pick.
Yep, me too. Yep.
I'm going to roll with Hoops.
Yep. Let's go with Hoops.
Not I'm going to roll with Hoops.
Here we go. Here's Brittany. Look, she's on. She is backstager. Okay. She could be potentially on the block. I think she's going to win this vote. I think she's going to get saved. I think she's going to win a vote. And then who knows? Who knows what the future holds? But I feel like with my team of Nicole and Terrence, I think she fits right in. Give me this is a fun team.
Yeah, they'll hypnotize you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll cook you food.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll drive you to work.
Drive you to work and have you do karaoke.
Yeah. Rob, she does have a final two as of earlier today.
Yes. So
someone with an alliance.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the final two with?
Yes.
Brittany Turner.
Oh. Spoiler.
Sorry.
It's with Turner. Rob.
Turner.
Turner okay. And Brittany have a final two now. Yeah.
Turner and Hoops. Yeah. Okay. So look,
hold on. They need Pooch in the alliance. Then it can genuinely be Turner and Pooch.
Mm-hmm.
Pooch.
Pooch.
Ooh, Poochie.
I get too many. I get the Mooch, the Pooch, the Hooch.
Mama. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
The Mooch. Yeah. I mean, that's it. And look, how fun is it that we have a person who is a hypnotherapist on the season? She's got a book.
Notes.
Yeah. So I'm fine with this, Brittany, here at number 13.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's potential here. Big fan of the show. She's in a position where, especially if she is saved by the vote, that she's got a free first week, which is usually like one mm-hmm. of the more dangerous places for a player like this.
That being said, though, I do feel like that she is like, oh, it's like the Derek X, like, oh, America loves her. We have to get her out because America voted to save her.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. I think early enough on in the season, I'm not sure that would play as much of a factor. I think that it would probably be more of like, America likes her. Maybe I should be her best friend and be nice to her, because basically people need an excuse to socialize with her more, because she's not a very active socializer. Mm-hmm. And so if she gets a little power or a little respect from America, I think that would be very good for her. I think she's primed to move into a better spot moving forward. It's super longevity. Can she win endgame comps? What kind of like structure can she have moving toward the end? I'm not sure, but you know, not a bad pick at all.
Somebody put in the chat, is this true? Did she really try to act like she thought that the live feeds meant the cameras were on while they ate? Did she really do that? That's hilarious to me. The lengths that some of these super fans are going to like not be.
Oh, she's pretending she doesn't know what's going on?
Apparently, according to P. Sheila in the chat, she attempted to make it seem like she thought that the feed meant that the cameras were only on them while they were eating.
Oh, because it's live, that people get to see live feedings like it's a petting zoo.
Right.
Like, come on down to Big Brother and check out our live feeds. We've got 16 humans. Watch them eat three times a day.
Feed them slop. We need the southern accent back.
Yeah.
Or accent TM. this is the most defense cast. Like, no one wants to let anyone know they know anything. Or they're saying things wrong because they don't know better anyway. It's one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. It's a lot. It's a lot, especially when you see all of them in the same room together. It was like Daniel, Brittany, and Michael all in the same room, all be like Mexican standoff. I'm like, if y'all don't just shut up and talk, like, come on.
Yeah, are all three of them pretending like they've like only seen a couple seasons or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like they all three are pretending that? I was wondering that. Okay.
Well, I don't know so much about Michael, but
Michael's been a little more open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely Brittany and
Daniel.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. So there are three people left. There are two draft picks left to be made. Melissa will draft the 14th person on the board. Ahmad will draft the 15th. And the chat will get whoever is left. Those three people that are left in alphabetical order are Alyssa, Indy, and Turner.
Indy, cover your heart. Cover your heart, Indy.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know.
There's a right
honestly,
pick here.
I don't know. I feel like there's pros and cons.
Do you want Ahmad to make the pick?
Yeah.
No.
And so, Melissa, just trust your gut, hypnotize yourself,
mm-hmm.
okay,
and make the pick.
All right. I'm going to go with, oh God. I'm going to go with Alyssa.
Alyssa.
The
Melissa team. Team Melissa.
It's Melissa.
Team Melissa. Wow, we're picking people with similar names.
No, you did. I didn't, for the record. His name is Joe. I don't want to hear it. His name is Joe.
His name is Pooch, sir.
Rob really should have let Terrence come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Melissa is... I don't know what I'm doing. I like Indy because I feel like she is, I mean, so far I've liked her on the feeds. However, I've like from the conversations people have, and I thought she's been doing a good job, but then you hear the person talking about their conversation with her later and they're like, yeah, like, I just don't trust her. I just don't get a good vibe from her. And it's like, I don't know where that came from because they seem to have a good rapport. So like, but there's something like innately people don't trust her or something. I don't know. Or they don't like actually want to work with her. And that makes me a little bit nervous for her chances. So I don't really know what the deal is with that. With Alyssa, it's like she's got the Paloma thing. And I'm kind of worried about that whole thing. Paloma's kind of more out front out of the two of them. But is that a thing where it's like, well, we can't get Paloma, so let's pick off her like side person? I don't know. Alyssa's in some alliances. I mean, she's in that girl thing. She's in Paloma's final two. She's in whatever Paloma's cooking up with other people, like level six style. She's in a bunch of stuff. And I've also heard people talk about how they want to bring her in to their alliance or like, oh, I feel good about her. So I guess that's good. I don't know if I feel strongly about like her chances. I think I'm worried about her, but I do feel like she has she does a decent job of like having conversations with people and like socializing, and people seem to like her. So I got to give her that. I thought Indy was doing a really good job. Like when she went and was the first person to talk to the HOH after everybody left, I was like, okay, good. Yeah, I love this. But then afterwards, Daniel was like, oh, I didn't want to talk to her. She was like the last person I wanted to talk to because I don't know. I don't think I have like a good trust with her. And I was like, okay, well, then I don't know what's going on here. So that's why I'm picking Alyssa over Indy. But I could have gone either way.
Yeah, there's two things for me that I think you should have considered to pick Indy over Alyssa. One is that I think Alyssa's the most likely to be of the three that's going to end up on the block of the three backstagers by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. The second was this conversation today that blew my mind. And that was Alyssa swearing down that Newark is the happiest country in the world and was convinced that Newark, the country, was the happiest country in the world until Amira had to step in. Are you thinking of Denmark? Oh, you know what? No, Newark. Oh, it could be Denmark. I feel like
it's not great.
It's not ideal. Yeah. It's not ideal.
I mean, Newark is home of Survivor Mike Turner, who's a pretty happy guy.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Turner. Turner? Alternative Turner.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's Hoboken. That's Hoboken.
Yes, Rob.
Wow, so Rob is wrong. Yeah. Okay, so we can't really blame Melissa.
I guess
so.
Drag me. Enzo's from Bayonne. Who's from Newark?
Scandinavians, apparently,
mm-hmm.
according to Alyssa. Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
I can't sit here and say, like, I stand by my pick, because I don't. But, you know, hopefully she does well. I don't know.
Yeah.
We can all agree that if Melissa wins via Alyssa, it's barely deserved. She has no confidence.
She doesn't even want
to
win.
I don't think we can all agree with that. No.
I think we already have.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Meaning not this girl, so it's not all.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Alyssa is definitely like, I don't know yet. It doesn't seem like, you know, she's all the way like in this to win this quite yet. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I do get the sense that she sort of could just kind of get dragged along until she serves her purpose and then she's gone. But you never know. I mean, I feel like we just don't know a lot about all these players yet because all of them have been so cagey. And once those nominations come through and then they actually are forced to start talking, maybe she wakes up. So we'll see. I'll hold out some hope for Alyssa.
Okay. All right. It all comes down to Amon. Amon could go one of two ways.
Ugh.
Could go to Indy or go to Turner.
Amon, are you struggling with this decision? Walk us through it.
I kind of am.
Good.
Interesting. Okay.
Be like a whole damn meninist and just fill up my roster with men for the second draft in a row?
Oh, I'm on.
And then lament my choices? Or do I go for Indy to get some feminine energy up in here? And then I'm also seeing what the chat is saying because they're trying to get who they want.
The chat is voting for Indy. The chat very much wants you to give them Indy.
The chat wants him to pick Turner so that they get Indy.
Yeah.
Is the what the chat wants.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Is it really that obvious?
It's so obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't, but I know there is such a barrier going on. Yes, with Indy. There is. Yeah. But
well, talk it through with us.
I don't know. Is it insurmountable? Is it really insurmountable if people like her, you know, like.
Well, what's the case for Turner?
I mean, he's in a good position right now. I mean, he was just talking with the HOH with a couple of the other guys. He really doesn't come up in conversation at all. He's like been very, very low key. So there's that. And I think that he has chops to sort of get something going. I think that he'll be an active player. I don't think that he'll be.
Amon, this is the question I guess you're going to want to ask yourself. Okay. Would you rather win the draft and win it with Turner?
Would you rather
win the draft? Would you rather
win the draft and be loved,
or lose the draft but let the audience win the draft with Turner and you get Indy, who could be a very fun person to root for throughout the season?
I don't know which you're trying. I don't know which way you're trying to convince me to go.
Come on, we go way back. We started in the same, you know, competition. If I were you, I'd pick Indy personally. Honestly, that's what I'm telling you.
Why?
I just think that ultimately for me, Indy is someone that I've enjoyed in the preseason. I liked her energy. I know that a lot of the cons that a lot of people were highlighting was she doesn't know the show. She's only watched the last season. But just watching her this past day, I've enjoyed having her on feeds. It's been fun hearing her stories. I feel like she's someone that's been, you know, in good conversations with people. Granted, Daniel, for whatever reason, has forgotten that they had a good conversation. But I like her. So I would, if I'm picking 15th, I'm picking someone I want to root for at that point. You know what I mean? Whereas personally, I will not be rooting for Turner, but Turner does have a final two. He is in this alliance with Pooch and Daniel. So
is Puya scared that you're going to take Turner and doesn't want to lose the draft here on the final round?
Ooh. Listen, either the chat wins the draft or Amon wins the draft.
Well, what, you, what you would you rather, Aaron, Melissa? What you
oh, say? I was saying it was obvious because that seemed to make it harder for you. That's all.
Melissa?
I think the question about would you rather win and be win the draft and be hated or lose the draft and be loved is actually a good kind of comparison for this situation.
I think it comes down to. I think that Turner has a better chance to win the game.
But is it worth it?
But people don't like him. Whereas Indy, I think, seems like a longer shot to win, but would probably be more of a fan favorite.
You want my advice, Amon? Laugh your way to the bank when you win the draft.
Oh, classic Terran.
In the face.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Terrence.
Of all of the haters, as you cash in your imaginary check.
I mean,
is the money worth it, Amon?
Can I tell you something, Amon? Can I read you something from the feeds from when we started? Turner said this to Daniel and Pooch. I'm going to confide in you guys. This is the only thing I kept a secret. I'm an artist, but I own a thrift store, an art studio, an art store. I am super into business. I told you guys and told Ashley. His degree is in sports media, Amon. Is this who you lay with? This is who you're going to bank on a win from? Make the right choice.
Sounds like
a
winner.
Who's Ashley? He said
who is Ashley?
Who's Ashley?
Yeah, Daniel said, Alyssa, I thought you said Ashley.
Wow. Yeah, Ashley. Ashley playing the game with Martin.
Mm-hmm. He's given up like
and getting live feeds.
His one secret, he's given it up already, even though it's not really like that big of a secret. But still, he gave up his secret already.
Think it through, Amon. Don't do anything rash.
You know that song Thrift Shop by Macklemore? He wrote it about me.
That's his other
Don't let them talk you out of the win, Amon.
You know the new role of Pelican and Goose Goose Duck, this is exactly what this is like right now. It's all of these voices in my head.
Amon, you can and you will. Let's go.
Look, I would like to win. I would like to win.
No.
And
give it to the audience.
I would like to win. And I feel like, yes, there is like so much like going around about Mr. Turner. The validity of it, we don't know. I don't know. It like sounds like family drama. And then
the Mr. B stuff is legitimate. I can tell you that.
The Mr. B stuff is valid. That is valid.
He's not about to be bullied.
I'm going to flip a coin.
Amon. If Turner wins, I will eat a chapstick. If Turner wins the show this season, I will eat a chapstick.
Does that contingent on Amon picking Indy? Is that tied to any of the...
I think...
And hold on. Let's just wait for Leon to weigh in the chat.
Regardless... Yeah.
Why do you want me to pick Indy so bad, though? It's making
Amon, I am a fan looking out for
you. It's very sus, isn't it?
I really should pick Indy. It's making me feel like you don't want me to pick her, so you're trying to ask me to pick her.
Amon, who do you think I'm better friends with, you or the audience?
Who do you trust?
How dare you,
Puya loves the audience.
You, the less than two goes up in here, boy. So,
Amon. 2 years from now, nobody will remember whether you picked Indy or Turner. What they will remember is if you lost or won the draft.
And if Puya ate a chopstick because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They will remember that. You could get on Best of RHAP end of year roundup for this.
Amon, how about this? Pick Turner, right? If Turner wins you pick Turner and Turner wins the draft, I will eat a chopstick. Oh. But if you pick Indy and Turner doesn't win the season, you eat a chapstick.
Well, that's, I mean.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, why am I the one that?
Yeah.
But you have done it. So like, you're more used to it than I am.
I mean, there's a very strong chance India is not going to win the season.
All right. How about this?
Like I said, it's over, like over 95% at least.
We got a final five. We got a final five.
Final five.
Let's put disclaimers on these podcasts.
Yeah. Again,
don't try this at home.
Put your body through that.
I am going to go. Oh God. Okay. I am going to go with.
Aman has walked away.
Wow. He's back.
I'm gonna go with Matthew Turner. I'm gonna go with Matthew Turner.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Chat, you got Indy. Audience, Indy's yours. Okay.
Yeah, the chat's gonna win this.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I have to go with what makes the most sense to me, and I have a lot of reservations about Mr. Turner. I do. And a piece of me is appealing to the audience because I know that many of you did not want Turner on your draft.
Yes.
So I'm giving you someone that is hopefully going to deliver some pretty fun feeds and does have the potential to become a fan favorite. And in the event that you guys end up not liking Indy, do not blame me.
Yeah.
This was a very hard decision.
So you did this for the people.
I did this for the people, and I also did it for myself.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Puya was seemingly trying to stick the people with somebody they didn't want.
No, I reverse psychology'd the people to get what they want.
Mm. Right.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Never. I'm just move, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm just I'm texting Mr. Beast right now. I'm on.
Oh God.
You will not be invited on the next video.
He's like, you know, I don't doubt that Taryn would have Mr. Beast's number. That's the crazy part. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, fun fact, Mr. Beast does live around where Rob lives.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The news to me. Okay. All right. Glad I didn't pick Turner then. Okay. anything else to say about Turner? I mean, that how has he been doing in 24 hours on the feeds?
He's been fine. He's fine. He's like sort of like a 6 out of 10 right now. Like he hasn't done a lot, but I don't think he necessarily has to do a lot right now. You know, like a lot of them have not been doing some of them have been doing a lot, but I think that he's in a good spot. He's had some conversations with the HOH. I think that there's potential for him to sort of like be like the little brother of this big brother.
Don't say brother. He's not a good brother.
Oh, snap. Oh snap.
Don't bring that up.
Oh my God, this is going to be such a minefield the entire season. Like, how am I supposed to actively root for him with all of this stuff that is circulating? Oh my God, what have I done? Oh my God.
Man, I can't believe Amon picked Turner.
Yeah.
Wow. Why would he want to be associated? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Turner, he's doing fine in the house. And he did pretty well in the competition that he played in with the jewelry. I think he's somebody that's going to be trying to win comp. So I think that's a good thing for him. But yeah, I wouldn't have touched him with a 6 foot pole.
Okay.
1500 foot pole. Mm-hmm. It would have not been happening over here. I think he lucked into this alliance, right? He lucked into this alliance with Puchin and Daniel. I feel like the Brittany one, he probably put a little bit more work in, but genuinely the only thing he talked once last night, and it was, yeah, did you guys know that the toilet seat, like it keeps folding and I can't, like I have to hold it up to pee. It's like, this is not a fun conversation. This is what you said nothing, and this is what you're contributing with. We'll see. We'll see. I just don't see it. I don't see him winning. So I'm going to be safe of a chapstick, but I'm on. If he doesn't make final five, pick a flavor.
Yeah, good. I just can't believe Amon would do that. Like, you know, making Puya potentially eat a chapstick if he makes it to final five. And then what if he wins, Amon? Like, what is that? Like, yeah. What did it cost? You know?
So, so this is official. If Turner gets to the final five, Puya's eating a chapstick.
No, if he wins, I eat it. But if he doesn't make final five, Amon eats it.
I don't think Amon agreed to that.
That's what I'm saying.
We're gonna need some
internet lawyers to
VAR.
We're recording this, right?
It needs to be reflexive if we're gonna do this.
What's the wager, Amon?
I mean, look, chapstick, I've actually introduced it to my diet before, so I think I'm going to be fine regardless.
That's why he's been eating chapstick.
Building up a tolerance to it over the years.
If he wins, I eat one. How do you eat one? What's the situation? How about if Indy wins, do you eat one? Is that fair?
Indy's not going to win.
Well, then Turner. It should be fine.
Yeah. How about that?
I think it should be. I think I like the final five wager a bit more because that's a little bit more interesting to me. If either one of them.
That was my understanding, that if he made the final five, the chapstick was eaten.
By who? By Puya?
If Matthew Turner makes final five, Puya, you eat the chapstick. If Indy makes final five, fine, I will eat the chapstick.
Okay,
if
I'm
they
fine
both
with that.
Make final five, we both eat two chapsticks.
Do we both eat two chapsticks?
No, the bet's off. Yes. What are you doing? Why?
I mean, we each all eat a chapstick.
He's Princess Briding you.
Amon's like, I'm built for this. I've done this. Okay. It'll be easy on me.
Oh my God. All right.
I think
final five.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
If they both get to the final five, Taryn eats a jar of mayonnaise.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. I can accept that.
I'll take a spoonful from Tara. I don't think your jar is nasty. He can do a jar spoonful.
A jar is too much.
Maybe like a room service hotel jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah, like one of those little
fancy ones.
The fancy jar of mayonnaise.
Rob, I don't think you ever got me my chicken nuggets.
Oh, how many nuggets do I owe you?
I think a Happy Meal.
A Happy Meal. Ooh, okay.
You gotta Grubhub him that right now.
I will do that. We'll work that out after the show. I don't want to be in a Kiva and not pay my bets. Okay. All right. And then to the chat, you get Indy. You don't have any chapsticks. God. Yeah. So congratulations to the chat. Let's review. Let's recap. Okay. Amon, as you just witnessed, ended up closing out his team with Turner. It's Turner, Joseph, and Michael for Amon. Is there a team name for this?
Men.
It's raining men.
Team Chapstick.
Yeah.
The chaps.
All right. The chaps. Amon's chaps. Okay.
And we already have Melissa and Puya's names.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So Melissa is that has Amira, Taylor, and Alyssa.
Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Nailed it. Got it right the first time. Yeah. Feeling good.
Rob's team is Nicole, Terrence, and Brittany. Team Later Days. Yeah.
Is that what you're going to go with, Rob?
Sure.
The team name?
I mean, okay. That's the best so far right now. Then we have Puya's team, which is Monty, Pooch, and Jasmine.
You can name it that. That's fine. I'm not going to fight it. Everyone's saying it. Okay. It's fine.
All right. And then
is it Poocha or Poochia?
You got to put the Y in it, so it's a little bit more me. Yeah. It's got to be a little bit more me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Taryn, how do you feel about a team name for Daniel, Paloma, and Kyle?
Easy. Team Terrence.
Explain.
But Terrence isn't there.
Explain.
He's there in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I feel like you got to incorporate mayo into yours since you have Paloma on the team.
That's a hard. That's a
what
hard.
What about Team May Yogurt?
Same plain mayonnaise.
Yeah, merge your favorite snack and Paloma's favorite snack. Mm-hmm.
I think I prefer Terrance.
Well, rightfully so. It's a horrible yogurt.
Okay. All right. What a fun and spirited draft we had here tonight. And very fun with, you know, maybe we should consider having it a day into the season in the future. We'll see if we get the season, the cast far enough in advance ever again. All right. So let's just talk through what's coming up here in the next couple of days here on RHAP. And so up next, hey, is it the first Puya Friday of the season? Puchia Friday?
Rob, it's my draft team name, so you can't call me that. It's my draft name now.
I just thought we'd have updates about Pooch from Puya on Friday.
Yeah. We'll have a whole Puchia segment.
Mm-hmm. You'll Puya literally, updates on Pooch. You're all going to have me want him out like this week, just so that this stops. But yes, I will be there tomorrow with Taryn. We have some catching up to do, but we'll get it done. It's going to be a great time. I'm
okay. Excited. All right. That's going to be 11 a.m. Eastern. Of course, that's what's happening every single day. Make sure to either join us live or be subscribed to the podcast feed. And then we will be back next on Sunday night for the episode recap for another primetime edition of our Big Brother coverage here on RHAP. Then, okay. The Challenge USA also premiered. I had a very fun exit interview with the first duo eliminated from the Challenge USA. Brian Cohen joined me for that. The first duo eliminated also had a very funny story about a Big Brother alumni that I think is worth checking out. Check that out. I will have exit interviews all season long from the Challenge USA. And then we have full coverage of week one of the Challenge USA as our chief challenge correspondents, Allie Lasher and Brian Cohen, got back together. I mean, they've never not been together for 8 years, but they talked about week one of the challenge. They also talked about the finale of the Paramount Plus edition of Challenge All-Stars as well. So a busy challenge week for challenge fans. Of course, I told you at the top of the show about what's going on for the patrons of Rob's podcast. I will be live with Taryn at 3 p.m. Eastern. We will send out our patrons a link to join us live on Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, to talk about what is going on in the house and take your questions. I will also be live on Monday night for The Slop, not to mention everything in our patron podcast feed. We'll also have alumni interviews that we will do live for the patrons as well here during Big Brother season. And we have a great offer for the first week of Big Brother, a premiere week special. Get 2 months off an annual membership at robitswebsite.com/patron. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well. For Big Brother coverage, go to robiswebsite.com/BB24. Get all the links to subscribe to Rob is a Podcast Big Brother on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. And of course, hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow us on Twitch. All right. That's everything that we have coming up here right now. Okay. Let's go ahead. And Melissa, anything exciting coming up for you?
Just this.
Okay. I mean, what could be more exciting?
Well, yeah, of course. And then you can follow me on all social media. It's Melissa with 3 A's.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Aman, what's next for you?
You can always find me everywhere at Aman Adwin. I will have some more Drag Race coverage coming at you with Liana and Beth. We are still chugging along through All Stars 7, all winners. It's been a great season so far. And yeah, despite what I may have just gotten myself into.
What an exciting end of the draft, Amon. Thank you for that.
You know, the decision to eat that chapstick back in BB Can 9 has just been showing dividends for the past 2 years. And mm-hmm.
It was worth it.
When will it ever stop?
Yeah. Okay. Great job. And thanks for an incredibly riveting finals draft pick. That was the highlight of my night. Okay. All right. Puya, I just want to say, great job on the 90 Day Fiance wrap up this week. It is always so fun when Liana joins you to talk 90 Day Fiance. I greatly enjoyed that podcast.
I had a good time as well. Liana, you know, she knows the journey. She loves the show. We got introduced to it together. So it's always a delight when I get to talk to her about it. And Rob, I started watching Love in Paradise because the listeners asked me to check it out. Rob, check it out. It's worth it.
Okay. All right. Good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good time. But yeah, I've got that going on. Obviously, we're going to be live tomorrow morning with a live feed update. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter at Puyaism. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. We are live there 2-3 times a week. Sunday, we do our weekly Goose Goose Duck lobby, Among Us lobby. That is moving to 2 p.m. Eastern on Sunday for the duration of Big Brother so that people can get a little break in the middle of the day before the Big Brother episode and the podcast and so on.
All right. Great job tonight, Puya. And Taryn, what's new for you?
Just come hang out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episodes live with you. I also just watched the challenge from last night today. So
thumbs
if you want
to.
Yeah, mostly thumbs up, I think. Yeah, you know, it's I very, very surreal to see all of the like various Survivor and Big Brother people together, like watching Tyson interact with any Big Brother player. It's wild to me. So that's also, by the way, watching After the Fact on Paramount Plus, uncensored. I heard Tyson say a naughty word.
I wanted him to say that uncensored. Yeah, I got to go watch it now. Okay. Watch it again.
All right.
So make sure you're listening to our Big Brother recaps and then watching the challenge afterwards so you get it uncensored. So just come find me on Twitch. Watch some of the old Among Us videos that we made that I've been making recently. You can go back. We played with one of Akiva's children recently, and he got revenge on somebody that voted for him. It was pretty good. So check that video out.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you are subscribed here if you're watching us live on YouTube. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.